Welcome to the NewsHour. In the first major election since President Trump's return to office, Democrats celebrated wins from coast to coast. New York City's next mayor will be Democratic Socialist Zohran Mamdani. And two moderate Democrats, Mikey Sherrill and Abigail Spanberger, will be the next governors of New Jersey and Virginia, respectively.
Other wins went beyond the big races. In Pennsylvania, voters kept three Democrats on the state Supreme Court. In Albany, they elected the city's first black mayor. All told, the elections made history in many ways and were very much a referendum on Mr. Trump and his policies. Our White House correspondent Liz Landers leads our coverage tonight.
For Democrats across the country, a victory lap after big wins up and down the ballot last night. Everybody, a clean sweep for the party in major races from coast to coast.
Hope is alive.
Starting with big changes in the Big Apple. New York City saw the largest turnout in a mayoral election in more than 50 years, and more than half of voters backed Zohran Mamdani.
New York, tonight you have delivered. Change.
The self-styled Democratic Socialist makes history as the first Muslim elected mayor, and at only 34 years old, the youngest person to serve in more than a century. The mayor-elect beat back a challenge from former Governor Andrew Cuomo, as well as incredible pressure from President Trump, who has threatened to cut federal support for the city.
So Donald Trump, since I know you're watching,
the mayor-elect took on the president directly.
If anyone can show a nation betrayed by Donald Trump how to defeat him, it is the city that gave rise to him. And if there is any way to terrify a despot, it is by dismantling the very conditions that allowed him to accumulate power.
Across the river in New Jersey,
and I am incredibly honored to be your next governor.
Democrat Mikey Sherrill won a decisive victory over her Republican challenger and Trump ally, Jack Cittarelli, in a state the president made significant gains in last year.
I've spoken with thousands of you over this last year. I know your struggles. I know your hopes. I know your dreams. So serving you is worth any tough fight I have to take on.
Sherrill's victory marks the first time a political party has held the governor's office in the Garden State for three consecutive terms in more than 50 years. It was a good night for Democrats in Virginia as well.
Adam said to our daughters, "Your mom's going to be the governor of Virginia." And I can guarantee those words have never been spoken in Virginia ever before.
Abigail Spanberger will be the state's first female governor. As well, her lieutenant governor, Ghazala Hashmi, will be the first Muslim woman elected to statewide office in the country. And embattled candidate Jay Jones unseated the incumbent Republican attorney general, overcoming a scandal over violent text messages he sent back in 2022 suggesting a former lawmaker should be shot. Nearly every county in the state shifted in Democrats' favor from last year, helping usher in a large majority in the state legislature. Those races weren't the only Democratic wins. In Georgia, Democrats flipped two seats on a commission that regulates the state's utilities. In Pennsylvania, three Democrats on the Supreme Court will keep their seats for 10 more years. In Maine, voters rejected a Republican-backed effort to restrict voting access.
What a night for the Democratic Party.
The rising issue of redistricting was also on the ballot clear across the country in California. Voters overwhelmingly approved a new congressional map that could potentially help Democrats win five additional seats next year in the U.S. House. Republicans quickly filed a lawsuit today to block it. Governor Gavin Newsom launched the redistricting effort just a few months ago to push back on President Trump and Republican redistricting efforts that began in Texas and expanded to several other states.
This is a pattern. This is a practice. Donald Trump's efforts to rig the midterm election continue to this day. And tonight, after poking the bear, this bear roared. With an unprecedented turnout in a special election, with an extraordinary result.
Speaking to Republican lawmakers today, President Trump had a different takeaway.
Last night, it was not expected to be a victory. It was very Democrat areas, but I don't think it was good for Republicans. I don't think it was good. I'm not sure it was good for anybody. But we had an interesting evening, and we learned a lot. If you read the pollsters, the shutdown was a big factor, negative for the Republicans. And that was a big factor. And they say that I wasn't on the ballot was the biggest factor.
The Republican candidates in both New Jersey and Virginia closely aligned themselves with the president. But Trump did not hit the campaign trail for either. In their concession speeches last night, Republicans congratulated their Democratic opponents, but were also unapologetic. Virginia's candidate for governor, Winsome Earle Sears,
Virginia is not a radical leftist state, and we will hold to account anyone who tries to impose on us the ideology of the left.
The GOP tonight left to re-examine their strategy, while Democrats feel they may have discovered a blueprint for a blue wave next year. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Liz Landers.